Welcome to ChiroFeast, where we are serving up big helpings of wisdom in the successful practice of chiropractic, the world of entrepreneurialism, and extra servings of mentorship to navigate this wonderful experience we call life. My name is Dr. Jeff Danielson. I've built, bought, and sold many chiropractic practices and currently own 19 limited liability corporations. I love the entrepreneurial spirit, and I pay it forward through a company called Big Fish Enterprises. I coach and mentor business owners so they don't repeat the mistakes that I made in my career. Every week, we cover a topic that will help make you a better leader and a better entrepreneur. Or maybe it's just going to be a topic that helps you become a better person. You'll want to share these episodes because in life, it is always better to pay it forward. And now, let's get into today's topic. Come and get it, everybody. ChiroFeast is online and we are ready to serve. And today, oh my goodness, Dr. Jeff is going there. He is going to be talking. I'm talking about myself in third person. This is weird. Dr. Jeff is going to talk about hygiene, fashion. What has the world come to? So you're not going to want to miss this. So stay tuned. We are going to rock and you will get something out of this. All right, let's dive into it. So here's the thing. I train chiropractors. I teach young doctors. And I love to mentor young doctors. And one of the things that happens with young people coming into their profession, I don't care what profession you're in, this is what happens when you are young, when you are new, you are hesitant. You are not like a full of confidence. You're not brimming with confidence and the ability to just exude that I got this mentality. And to be honest, you kind of have to fake it till you make it. I mean, you got to just do it. You got to be confident in your product or your service. That's the great thing about chiropractic. I always teach these young doctors, man, you couldn't have a better profession to be young and inexperienced in because the human body knows how to be well. All we're doing is removing interference by correcting subluxation. It is so easy. Just do an adjustment and the body just knows what to do from there. It's very simple in that regard. Miracles happen in spite of you. And that's what's awesome is you can kind of mess things up and not do things perfectly. And the human body, innate intelligence, knows how to take something not so great and turn it into truly a miracle. So, you know, as I'm coaching and mentoring young doctors, I just encourage them to step into it and just expect a miracle. Expect the greatest things to happen for your patients because it will when you just adjust them and love them. Okay? Now, here's the thing. As we're building confidence in a young person, you know, I just tell people this. Look, just be you. Be the most authentic and genuine you can possibly be, because here's the deal. Patients and community members, people in your community, they want to be you. Okay? They want to be you. So be the kind of person that people want to emulate. Be the kind of person that people want to be. What is that? What does that look like? Well, you know, I'm gonna give you a whole bunch of descriptive terms here, but realize that yes, you do have to have a decent image. Now, I know somebody who wrote a book about image, a chiropractor that wrote a book about image, and it was all about that, you know, three-piece suit and sharp tie and cufflinks and, you know, always looking better and best, better dressed than your best dressed patient. Yeah, well, I failed at that, you know, 25 years ago. So that's not going to be me. I'm not going to wear a suit and tie. However, you need to be sharp. You need to be sharp. That's the best descriptive term I can use. You need to be sharp. You need to be healthy. You need to be vibrant. You need to be upbeat, optimistic. You need to be well put together, active in the community. You need to be supporting other businesses. You need to be helping other businesses succeed in your community. You need to be involved in charity and give back. Okay? And yes, you need to donate some care once in a while for a family that really needs it. Okay? I'm sorry. For those of you that think you should charge for every adjustment, I don't. I've got families, people that I've been helping for years. My business has been blessed enough for me to be able to do that. But you need to, draw your lines and have your boundaries and whatnot. But let's go back here for a second. So healthy, let's talk about that. You need to be healthy because people want to be healthy. If you look at the community, it's not. It's obese. People are a mess. They can hardly walk half the time. They waddle. They limp. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not working out. They're not staying involved in activity and sports and things that keep them healthy. They're not eating right. Their nutrition is crap. They're not the image of health. I'm sorry, you're in the health business. If you're a chiropractor listening to this, you are in the business of health. You had better be healthy. You better be that image of health that people want to be. Okay? So you also have to be vibrant. You have to have an energy about you. Okay? And yes, you need to put aside your drama, the things that are tough in your life, whether you got family problems or marital problems or financial problems or issues with your parents or your siblings or, your neighbors or, whatever your baggage is, you leave it outside your office. Leave it in the car or wherever. And when you get to the office, you flip that switch and you be vibrant because that is what is going to attract people. That is your mission, is to change others, not have others coach you on how to have a better attitude. Oh my gosh. I've known massage therapists and other chiropractors that, they talk about themselves and their problems half the time. Holy smokes. You want to have a crap practice? Have a practice where it's all about you, okay? It is not about you ever, ever, okay? So be vibrant, be upbeat, okay? Be optimistic. There's so much pessimism with, all the drama that has happened recently with COVID. And, people are like, well, I think we're stuck with COVID forever. I think this is just a thing. I think masks are going to be a thing like every year, Oh my gosh, reject that, okay? When somebody says that, you say, you know what I think? I think the human body is going to win because I think our bodies were created by a God that understands that this is not going to define us for the rest of our lives. Our bodies will win. The immune system will win. We will beat this. That's what I think. Do I think that, there are people that are going to be stuck in fear for a long time and maybe for the rest of their lives, which is really unfortunate and sad? Yeah, I think that that's going to happen. There are people that are going to be affected by this forever, and they're going to be stuck. And it's going to be part of our job to unstick people, okay? Because I reject that. I reject that a virus is going to define our culture and who we are for the rest of our lives. Reject that. The body will win. Okay. So be positive, be upbeat. So be put together. So, okay. Dr. Jeff in fashion. Here we go. All right. You don't have to wear a 3-piece suit, you guys, but you have to be sharp. You have to, do you own an iron or a steamer? Okay. Use it. Okay. Press your shirts. Make them look nice. Make them look sharp. Okay? Wear a belt, with your pants. I had an associate that joined me one time, and, for about the first week, he didn't wear a belt, and I finally pulled him aside, and I go, "Do you own a belt? Well, what's the story? You look half-dressed. Wear a belt. Wear clean, sharp, nice shoes. All right? So, look sharp. Look professional, all right? But be you. It's okay if it's a sweater. I tell the story about my practice partner. She's not a partner in my business, but she rents space. So she runs her business out of my clinic. And I mean, she is amazing. And she's a gorgeous, beautiful, woman. She's very well put together. And you know what she practices in? A t-shirt and pants that are scrubs, like surgical scrubs, because they're comfortable. And you know what? She can even make that look pretty good. And she rocks it. And her PVA is 279. I did a previous podcast episode about her. She has people that will never leave her unless they die. I mean, she is amazing. She's one of those most amazing chiropractors I've ever met, honestly. And I get to watch her every day practice. And she's got a t-shirt on. Okay? So don't let anybody tell you that you can't have a really nice t-shirt and be able to practice, okay? You can wear jeans. We have casual Wednesdays and casual Fridays, and we have a booming practice. That means we're wearing jeans, but we also wear sharp polos, and we look put together and professional, okay? So have some fun, but look sharp. All right, now, what are other things that make people want to be you? It's your fitness, okay? Sorry, guys. If you're carrying around 30, 40, 50 extra pounds, do something about it. Unless you're just going to, ignore the fact that, you've got this belly hanging over. I mean, get fit. Be the person that people want to emulate, okay? Work out and wear a shirt that shows you, that you're fit. And have fitted clothes so that people can see that you're fit and that you're athletic, okay? And it's okay to talk to people about the softball league that you're in or the volleyball league that you play in or, name the things that you do and then turn it right around and say, so what is it that you love to do? What can you get involved in for this coming winter? Let's plan that now so that you can get strong, healthy, flexible, and fit. Turn it right back and focus on them. It's because remember, it's not about you and your softball league. It's about them. But they want to follow people and they want to listen to people that are emulating what they preach. Okay? So be what you preach. All right. Some of these things I say because, people want to follow a leader who's always real, not one who's always right. Let me say that again. People want to follow a leader who's always real, not one who's always right. You don't have to be right all the time. Just be real. And that's why it's okay once in a while to have a donut, okay? I'm probably going to get crucified by somebody about this. It's okay to have a donut once in a while, just not every stinking day, okay? It's okay to have a glass of wine, just not six, okay? Don't abuse something like that. And, recently we're promoting in our office Oktoberfest. Early in practice, I probably never would have done that. I would have been scared to do that. But one of our doctors is a beer connoisseur. He just loves beer and he's so passionate about it. And so he is doing promotions on our video screens that show the different types of beer and what Oktoberfest is really all about. And, the fact that it started in Munich and it's the world's largest festival in the world. So, it's okay to celebrate these things because we're not celebrating abuse of those things. And we're not celebrating the abuse of eating a donut. But it's okay to have a donut once in a while or a piece of cake to celebrate something or, so don't be so rigid that you can't enjoy life a little bit and do things that are real because real people enjoy a donut once in a while. Real people enjoy a beer once in a while. So people want to follow a leader who's always real, not one who's always right. Now, it goes without saying, if you're going to be you, but that doesn't give you, carte blanche to not take a bath or a shower. Be clean, be sharp, your hair shouldn't be a mess and you shouldn't stink, okay? If you've got BO, man, somebody should be telling you, take care of yourself, be clean, be sharp. If don't eat garlic and onions at lunchtime so all your afternoon patients get to, you know, like hold their breath while you're adjusting them? That's disgusting. Don't do that. Be smart about that, okay? So, ladies, different challenges, okay? So you lady chiropractors that are out there, different challenges with being professional, obviously. You know, yes, all the same rules apply. Be sharp, be professional. But obviously, you don't want to lead anybody on. And I know this is a physical profession where you're kind of laying on people. Be careful, you know. Have shirts, and this goes for your front desk staff and your other staff as well. Cover yourself up. Be professional. You know, you don't want your boobs hanging out. You don't want, you know, any kind of suggestive anything where guys can get images in their head or whatever. I mean, it's just, and women will think differently of you depending on how you dress. Be careful of jewelry. Be careful of, you know, those kind of things as well. And guys and gals, perfume and cologne, man, you know, it's okay to, you know, do something slight, but don't overdo it. That's disgusting. People don't want to, you know, there's a lot of people that are allergic to stuff like that. You're going to turn more people off. So, you know, smell nice, smell clean, but don't go crazy, okay? Now, here's the thing. Probably one of the biggest things that you have control over that will help people want to be you is your attitude, okay? Your attitude. How do you communicate so that people know you're just a genuine, loving human being? Are you high-fiving people? Are you hugging people? Yeah, I did say that, and we're in a pandemic. Are you hugging people? People need to be touched. They need to be hugged. I gave away 3 hugs yesterday. Okay, I don't hug every patient. We're in Minnesota. You know, Minnesotans aren't that bold. I used to hug a lot more patients when I practiced in California. But in Minnesota, we don't hug a lot, but I hugged 3 people yesterday, and I gave probably 15 very firm handshakes and about 6 or 7 high fives, okay? You know, add them all up, I probably, you know, did, you know, 40 of those things because people need that. They need that high five once in a while. They need the slap on the back. They need the squeeze of their hand real firm. They might need that hug. You know, one of the people I hugged yesterday is like 84 years old, and she was walking past. She got adjusted by one of my other chiropractors, and she was walking past me, and I looked over, and I go, "Annie, good to see you," and I waved at her, and she looked over. She smiled really big, and then she said, "Can I hug you?" And I'm like, "Yes, you can," and I was in the middle of adjusting another person, and I said, "You know, excuse me for 1 second," and I just tapped the patient on the back because they were face down, and I hugged Annie, and everybody in the room, and we had probably 25, 30 people in the room at that time. Everybody got to see me hugging this older gal who was just this vibrant woman, and it was fun. And I went back to the patient. I said, "Thank you. She needed a hug today," and that was that. Okay. Your attitude and your spirit is something that you have control over. Start the day strong. Finish the day strong. If you want to complain, go complain to the dog at the end of the day, okay? Your dog will listen to you. Your dog will lick you in the face. And your dog will be happy to see you, okay? Go complain to the dog. Don't go complain to your wife or your husband, your kids. Don't complain to them either, okay? You got to be a leader for them too. And it's okay once in a while to have a moment where, you know, you and your spouse can support each other with some of the things that you've got going on and that kind of thing. It's okay to be real with your kids once in a while too. But man, if you come home every night and complain to your kids, you're going to teach them something. And it's not going to be what you want to teach them. All right? So take the dog into the bedroom. Complain to the dog. Got me? Okay. So all of this to say, all of these things to say, and I know this isn't a long podcast. This is kind of a shorter podcast episode, but I think it's important. Realize that you are someone that people want to follow. Lead them. But be intentional about some of these things. Re-listen to this so you can hit on those things to be the kind of person that people want to be like. And know that that's true. People want to be you. Now act like it. Lead like it. Lead your team like it, your staff. Lead people. Like they want to be you because they do. And that is the absolute truth. All right, you guys, I appreciate you. If you know somebody that needs to listen to this, send it on to them. You know, these episodes are made for sharing. Please give us a rating if you can. And stay hungry. I want you to always stay hungry for something, some kind of little nugget that you can feast on that's going to be good for you. And as always, pay it forward.